No, this is the end of my I'm fine. This is Elaine Rosen and Andy White died too on November 11th, 1985. This is interviewing Kitty Rittenberg for Pittsburgh Section Municipal Council of Jewish Women, the Oral History Project. We're at almost at the end of a wonderful three sessions that we have been going
But where will we wind up? May I take a moment
absolutely.
To get back to the art? Because
this is your chance to get in, because
if we're talking about quote contribution to the community, unquote, or something like that, being as active in the art world as we have been and what we continue to be, sharing our art, and in this case, in the matter of gifts to institutions and organizations and museums, is a large part of our the pleasure we get out of being part. And I want to mention the fact that I have a stack, this won't show on the recorder, a stack of catalogs. Catalogs that record our loans of pieces to various shows, exhibitions, international, in fact, we have participated in innumerable contests, from Carnegie Museum to Venice to Paris to Amsterdam to Guggenheim in New York, the Jewish Museum, and so on. That kind of activity is very meaningful, and it also gives us a tremendous lot of pleasure as well as status in the community. We feel now, we may not be so recognized, but we feel that this is something that we can take pride in.
Well, I think in Pittsburgh you're recognized as being Jewish art collectors. I think there's no doubt about it. You've got a very enviable position here.
Thank you. And sometimes our art gets featured, this would be the invitations to a show, or we have a little booklet here describing the gift and the various aspects of the President's House collection of art in Jerusalem, I mentioned. Much of this activity is low-key, you understand, but we in our own minds magnified, maybe, I hope, justified. Mm-hmm. So because of the pleasure and the meaning it has for us, we have the community.
Well, it's enriched your life.
And, of course, we have, for instance, here's a Jerusalem Mental Health Center at Beth Lehem. We announced with pleasure the second evening in our series, Art and Archaeology. Private collections at the Home of the Children's Hall of the Lord, and so on. So that, along with some other very interesting people and real celebrities, if we are included in that category, it is so uplifting, isn't it? The thrill. There's a photograph of the President's house, except the ceremony of the Madame. That's how we met President Trottier. And from then on, he remembered that. From that event, from and other places where we had been together, we knew who we were. All right, then we are about to any last questions you may have where I failed to give you satisfaction.
I think you've given more than satisfaction.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to wind up then, and I would say that I characterize my private world of daughter, wife, mother, and grandmother as happy and rewarding. I'm grateful for the joys and satisfactions of family and for the love we share. Outside of the home and beyond the immediate family, my interests have been and are translated in a variety of ways, all of which are very meaningful to me. Well, I start to see that I can readily recall, chronological more or less, valedictorian of my high school class of 271, after only 5 years in the country. Lobbyist, during my last 2 years of HIT in the state legislature in Harrisburg. My focus was the promotion of social legislation as complement to what was being done on the federal level. This was in 1934, 5, and 6. The immigration of my cousin Dr. Clara and her husband to this country in 1948. This was a monumental task as it was accomplished against all odds and in spite of then existing laws and regulations. Both were two outstanding personalities in the arts and letters. From Marsha Davenport in 1945 to Adam Lauren Mazel, Conductor Massal, Isaac Perelman, Shlomo Mintz, and others. Volunteer social workers assistant as the interpreter with the Jewish Family and Children's Service. This was during the time of the resettlement of the Hungarian refugees after the 1956 revolt, and we covered that in our conversation. My involvement lasted about 2.5 years. Volunteer chauffeurs to soldiers in the Yom Kippur War to and from their military bases and Jerusalem, all day on the Jericho Road, 7 days a week, for 3 weeks, driving our own cars. This was a tremendous experience, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for service. The preparation for the University of Pittsburgh exhibition in 1983 of 100 works of art from our Pittsburgh collection. This was an extremely demanding assignment, and it was one of my greatest pleasures relating to my art interest. I enjoyed seeing my articles and book reviews in print, and my books here published, sometimes even bought and read. Its subtitle, An Uncommon Story of a Non-Celebrity, is a true evaluation of myself. I enjoyed, and still do, my activities in behalf of Temple Sinai. If I was never a high official or a top leader of anything in the community, it is not with regret. I often cause good things to happen, and I love being responsible for a certain happening, for being a catalyst. For as long as I'm able, I shall continue to be busy and active as wife, mother, grandmother, for Temple Sinai, in Jerusalem, and in the art world. And now and then, for whatever comes along that really grabs me. What more should one ask of a simple non-celebrity? Harold and I shall continue to travel extensively and spend more and more time in Jerusalem, where we have a home. There, too, I have a sense of belonging. And there, too, I shall continue to participate, contribute, and socialize. I love that. Mm-hmm. If you happen to be in Jerusalem in December, mm-hmm. you too, I invite you to an after concert party in our home for me and Steve.
This December? My daughter will be there.
Mm-hmm. December 30th. I'm only 71. Next year is our 50th wedding anniversary. I see the future as promising.
Thank you. What do you want to?
Yeah, I think we've had a wonderful life.
Oh, and much more to go.
Yeah.
It amazes me.
I mean,
that you're 71, because you don't look at your dumb answer.